There'll be good food, great music, and complimentary drinks as we celebrate Mothers on Mother's Day. The Divine Hideaway Mother's Day Brunch this Sunday, May 10th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, 318-451-6733. You don't want to miss the Mother's Day Brunch at the Divine Hideaway, another sponsor of this station.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We are continuing today to talk about spiritual warfare. We are in a spiritual war. Each time we come to you, we will continue to speak to the church as God gives us direction. You know, we will impart to you through the revelation knowledge of God that He has given us for His church. We will continue. This is what we must stress. We must continue to talk about how we fight every battle. Every battle that we face, we're going to have to fight that battle in the spirit and in the truth. The truth, why do we say the truth? Because God's words are truth. They're spirit, they're truth, and they are life. And we're also going to have to, go back to Romans 12 and 1 and 2. And we're going to have to renew our mind, because this is how Christians grow. This is how we grow from one level to the next level. This is how our faith grow. We have to renew our mind so we can know what the will of God is. We're going to have to renew our mind. John 6 and 63 says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing." You know, the words that I speak, this is Jesus talking, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, people of the world, they don't know the importance of God's word. They don't know that God's word carry the very life that we need to live each day in them. John 4 and 24 says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in the spirit and in the truth." Natural people don't know this. If you're living in the natural, if you're living in the world, you don't know this, and you don't understand this. But we as Christians, we know. And when we teach others, we have to teach them that we worship God in the spirit and we worship Him in the truth. And we have to understand that this is what God would have us to do. You know, we must be born again. This is what He told Nicodemus. We must be born again. So worldly people have to be born again. You have to be born again of the Spirit. And then you can begin to live the Christian life. Everybody wants to be Christians, and everybody call themselves Christians, but they haven't been born again. You know, the word spirit, in this verse means, with the small s, it means that we're talking about the spirits of God. It's referring to the spirits of God. You know, not the person of God, who He is, but the spirits of God. And we'll talk about the spirits of God a little bit later in this lesson. It refers to the nature of God. That's what it's referring to, the nature of God. You know, He contains spiritual fruits. And we're going to find those spiritual fruits in Galatians 5 and 22. And this is what it says. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." And it says, "Against these there is no law." So when we practice living with the fruits of the Spirit, like Jesus say, and like God says. Now, Jesus practiced these fruits when he walked the earth. All these fruits, he did exactly what his Father told him to do. He walked in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against all these, there is no law. And verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, it's just not just living. If we live in the Spirit, then we're going to also have to walk in the Spirit. And what does that mean, to walk in the Spirit? That means every day of our life, it's the lifestyle that we live, that we walk in the Spirit of God every day. Every day we're going to have to practice love. Every day we're going to have to practice goodness and meekness and temperance. All the fruits of the Spirit, we have to live those and practice those daily. And in addition to those fruits, like I said, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, then we also have some more fruits, and that's righteousness. Righteousness, it is the fruits of God, you know? And we are the righteousness of God. Holiness. It says, holiness, without holiness, no man can see the Lord. And gladness, we're to serve the Lord with gladness. And moderation, we're to do all things in moderation. See, and it's a lot of people that's not, they're not eating in moderation. So they eat too much, and as a result, they gain a lot of weight. And some people drink wine, and they drink too much. It's an excessive way that they're living. So if you start drinking and eating in moderation, I think you'll be all right. You know, they have spiritual mindedness. That's another fruit of the Spirit, spiritual minded. And he says spiritual minded equals to life. So who don't want life? When you're spiritual minded, it's life. And in Romans, Paul say, if you're carnal minded, that's death. And then there's sanctification. What does sanctification mean? It means set apart. You're holy and you're sacred unto God. So you're just not living any kind of old life, saints. You're set apart from the world. You're set apart from the news media. You're set apart from all worldliness. You're set apart from that. You're living holy and you're living a sacred life unto God. And then there's another fruit of the Spirit called honor. And that means high respect. When you have honor, you're highly respected. And this is just to name a few. We could go on and on with the fruits of the Spirit, but we're gonna stop at this point right here. When we honor, and that means high respect. We're gonna stop with that one right now for the time being. 1 Thessalonians 4:4 says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. See, I just read that. It's so important that you know these fruits, because that's how you're going to possess your vessel. What is your vessel? It's your body, your spiritual vessel. How are you going to possess your mind, your thought life? That's your spiritual vessel. You're going to have to do it through sanctification. And we know what sanctification is. It means to be set apart. It means to be holy and to be highly respected. That's honor. You need to be highly respected. And Ephesians 4:1-3, it says, speaking of the fruits of the Spirit, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and that's what this verse is talking about. We're looking at we're looking at Ephesians 4:1-3, and this is what number one says. It says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye. And beseech means to beg. And this is what Paul said. I beg you that you walk. Listen to this. He said, I'm going to beg you that you walk worthy. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you're called. And we're going to talk about some of those vocations. We know just by reading the word and by hearing the preachers preach, we know that there's the vocation. It could be pastor, teacher, preacher. But we're going to read it. We're going to read it to you so you'll have the verses and you can go back and look it up. We're going to read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through 11. And it says, For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, but by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. And verse 10 says, but all these work with one and the same Spirit. He's telling you all of them working by the only one Spirit, and that's God's Spirit. That's what they're working by. Remember, he's a Spirit. And if you worship him, you got to worship him in spirit and truth. That's why all these gifts are gifts of the Spirit. And I'm going to read verse 10 again. But all these work with one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And severally just means separately or singly. See, God is not going to, he doesn't pour it out on all of the group. He's not going to give everybody prophecy. He's not going to give everybody what everybody's supposed to be teaching. Everybody's supposed to be capable of being a teacher. But he's not going to make everybody an apostle. He's not going to make everybody healing ministry. But he could. Everybody could if you pray for those gifts. These gifts are something that you have to pray for. They just don't come automatically. All these gifts that I'm telling you about, these are the gifts of the Spirit. And all of us are supposed to be praying that we possess these gifts, because God gave us the power and ability and the anointing to operate in all these gifts. In Mark 16, 15 through 20, it says, this is what it says. And he said unto them, go ye into the world. This is Mark talking. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. This is what preaching is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Preach the gospel to every creed. And to every creed, every creature, you're supposed to preach the gospel. Verse 16, he that believeth, and is baptized, you got to believe and you have to be baptized, they shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, I don't have to tell you what damned is. You know what that is. It means you're lost. You are a lost soul, you know. And in these signs, he say, in verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. So you're going to have signs that's going to follow you when you believe. And he said, in my name, they shall cast out devils and shall speak with new tongues. See, people think that when you hear people speaking in a heavenly language that they're putting on. But this is what Mark says, that when you get saved and you are baptized, you're going to have a new tongue language, you know. And verse 18 says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Thanks of God, God is protecting us. Even though he give us all these gifts, he's protecting us in these gifts. You know, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, you have to believe this. In order to operate in any of these gifts, you're going to have faith. Only faith can move in these gifts. The anointing works by faith. And that's what we're going to have in order to work these gifts, and these fruits of the Spirit will be in our life. 2 Corinthians 13 and 27. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Hey, you want to know where the miracles are? They're still in the church. We just don't have anybody capable of doing miracles, you know. The gifts the gifts of healing, all this is in